Hey everyone, it's Matt. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like it, please share it with everyone and don't forget to leave us a review. Now let's jump into the episode.
Real quick, if we get the podcast to 100 patrons, Steven will make his OnlyFans free for
that.
A month.
I'm not doing that. I'm poor. And 1,000 likes, you'll take his pants off.
Yes, dude. No. A piece of clothing for it. I'll let you choose for every 1,000 likes.
And
it could be a sock.
No. If it's one sock, it has to be both.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I'm gonna find
it's an article.
I'm gonna find like individual socks for my toes.
If we get a million likes,
yeah.
If we get a million likes,
you gotta put your dick on the
table. We'll shave your beard.
You go fuck yourself. Oh,
yeah. For a million likes?
No. No. We get to dye his beard.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be a better
Make
one.
Make the carpet match the drapes, huh?
Yeah. I don't remember the last time Steven didn't have a beard.
I don't remember. I think it's been a couple years.
The only time I've ever seen him without a beard was in at his house with his pictures and stuff, you know?
Yeah, the senior pics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where me and you were back to back, and I got him at the dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm a little hurt.
No.
Your best friend. Your best friend. Never what? Invited me to senior pics. You know I was poor. I couldn't take my own.
Damn.
You and probably gonna sleep through him anyways.
Matt dropped out of high school and you still got
him
to
see your
picture, piece of shit.
To be fair, I just lived there.
He was living there at the time.
Oh, is that yeah. why you...
I invited myself.
Yeah.
You're like, hey,
I was the adopted child.
You're like, hey, where are you going, Steven? He's like, oh, take my senior picture. She's like, fuck it, I'll come with you.
Oh, I got this tux also. Let's go.
Oh, we're the same size. Just switch tux out.
No, we did that differently because when I had the suit on, it was a different day. You weren't there for that. You were there when we took the initial ones.
No, I don't know. I didn't have a suit on, though, in that photo.
Yeah, no. We did the plain clothes ones, and then
He went up to Steven Sr. picture dressed all ratchety in the shit. And his dad was like, yeah, your dad can't say no to us. It's so hard for him to say no.
His dad wasn't even there.
He wasn't even there. It was my mom.
Oh, she loves us too much also.
Someone in his fam took the photos, I think, or mom's friend.
I can't remember.
It's been so long.
Ooh. Anyways, before we start...
Oh, well, let's do the intro real quick. Welcome back to the Bold Notion Pie.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that. No, I'm kidding.
Shit.
Do it, Matt. Do the intro. Man. Do the intro.
Welcome back to the Bold Notions Podcast.
No, I want to hear Matt do it.
Oh, what? So I can't do it?
No, I don't love you. I don't love Matt either, but go ahead, Matt. I only love Jeremy here.
Welcome back to the Bold Notions Podcast.
This guy ready to go,
He let me back on here. I don't know why. He's about to get canceled. Let's get the show on the road.
You got it before we start?
Yes. Yeah. How do you guys feel about cooking steak, boiling steak?
What?
Yeah.
Well, boiling, gross as fuck. Sous vide, that bitch?
Wait. That's the same thing.
No. You
bullshit. You put it in a pot of water and it gets boiled in the bag.
No. Let me explain, right? When you're sous viding,
I'm about to flip this fucking table.
Hold on, man.
Let me explain.
All right,
when you sous vide, you put in that bag
where
the juices don't like
right,
go
it doesn't
into the
shrink.
Water. Yeah, it's just
but you're basically boiling it.
No, you're heating it up, but
you're boiling it.
But you're not losing that flavor.
Okay, look up.
All right.
Pull it up on YouTube, Avion steak cooker.
Okay, look, all I want to say is this. You either bake it, you pan fry it, or you grill it.
Those
are the only three ways.
Hold on. So I was talking about this, right? All of a sudden I go to Costco yesterday. I shit you not, they have it there. They have the fucking thing there.
The sous vide. Yeah,
$200.
Sous vide is fucking fire, bro. I've never had it. You cook it up to temp, and then you sear it, and then boom,
have you guys
perfect.
Ever heard of that? Though?
I've
perfect.
Never heard of
no,
this.
I've me neither.
Because you guys aren't bougie. Invest in crypto now, then you'll be bougie.
Shut the fuck up.
This motherfucker just forever tries to sell Dogecoin.
No. I'm talking about all crypto. I'm trying to make you guys get money. Damn it. All right, which one am I watching? Which one?
I don't fucking know. Just pull up one that's cooking real quick.
Motherfucker.
So you can show these motherfuckers. I already watched this shit.
I get the concept.
That's on the stone.
Which one am I clicking? They all look like they're pins.
Dude, just type in boil steak.
No one boils steak. They sous vide. It's different.
I don't know
how to spell sous vide. It's like S-U-E some bullshit.
Wait, that one looks pretty good. Steak is cooked in butter.
Oh.
Well, that's how you cook it.
That's how you get that's how you get high cholesterol.
Well, you don't cook your steak in butter, dog?
I'm on a diet.
What do you do?
Right there. See, this is the sous vide.
Oh, yeah. Right
fire.
There. Okay, watch this shit, right? Fast forward. Fucking
Everything we
eat. All right, so you can do burgers, yeah. Fish, a bunch, dude, it's wild.
Trust me. Mute that shit. We don't need to hear these bitches.
You're right. Fire. So look at
that. How long does it take to cook it?
Like an hour.
Fuck that.
Bro.
But think about it, right? You put it in a bag, you walk away, you go jerk off for an hour. I don't know what the fuck
you guys jerk off for an hour?
Yeah, it takes me like 40 seconds, bro.
Yo, I just got to think of like one titty and I'm good.
So wait, you just cook it in a bag?
Yeah. But it doesn't shrink. So you know how when you put steak on the pan, it always shrinks?
Well, she's putting it on a pan, right?
She's searing it.
Okay.
Then you put it in the bag.
Okay.
And sorry for anyone who like wanted to watch a video. We still don't have the infrastructure for that.
Well, just fucking look up boil steak. That's literally what he did on YouTube.
Look for two pasty white chicks, because that's what we're basically watching. All right,
so you could put it in the fancy ass food saver bag, but look, this bitch about to be bougie. Put it in the
right there, dude. Look, that's fire.
That's not boiled. It's fucking boiled. Whatever the fuck he said, sous vide. Yeah. This guy made some money off Dogecoin throwing big words at me. Fuck you, bitch. It's literally boiled in the bag. I don't know what he's talking about.
So, okay, so all here's right. My thing.
You ready for this? Now, I have to
cut this bitch open.
Okay.
See, look how perfect fire. That is. Look how perfect that is.
It's pretty fire.
That's, dude, it's tender as fuck.
Jeremy, I want your opinion.
First of all,
that's like a perfect medium rare.
Notice right who's cooking it.
You're right. But no, it's a woman.
Yeah. Like she saw baited too. You saw that?
Oh. I can make steak and it looks like that all the time. So the difference is
I don't know, man. I was at your grandpa's cabin that one time.
I fucked up.
You know, fucked it up.
Yeah, he put me on blast like he that, dog.
Did he make hockey pucks also? Or
nah, they weren't as bad as yours.
Yo, I can lay it down in the kitchen. I can't do it on the grill.
How about my steaks when we went camping?
Fire.
Okay.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, all right.
No, I said you redeemed yourself. I already said it. Well, calm down, man. Why are you getting all fucking agitated?
When it comes to meat, like,
he knows his schmeat. I know my schmeat.
Would you eat that?
I would eat it, but an hour
to
a medium rare steak? Something.
What you can... It's on an app. It's all.
Does
fucking...
it taste? Have you tried it?
No,
dude. It's fire.
I want to buy this.
Delicious. Does it taste more like a brisket?
It
because
no, it's just all the flavor. It's like
I understand
it's...
that because it's retaining all the fat and everything.
Yeah.
So it's breaking down the fat slowly and not losing it as much. But when you cook it right, it probably tastes the same. But that's besides the point. I'm just wondering.
We got Chef Jeremy over here, bro.
I'm just wondering if it's more like a brisket because when you slow cook the brisket, it has the same effect.
I don't know. It's weird. Matt, cook us some steak. Let us taste.
I'm thinking
it.
About buying this. It's at Costco right now.
They just did it with a fucking bag, though.
Yeah, all you need is a Ziploc bag.
They did the sous vide. Like they put all the
now. Does that
sous vide just means boiled in a fucking bag? I don't know why he keeps saying that. Just say it boiled in the bag. You it's, fuck.
Because they use the sous vide, bitch.
Hey, what about the
it's temperature control?
What's that egg?
I think it's French.
What's that egg?
What egg?
Deviled eggs?
No. When you boil it.
Hard boiled
eggs?
No.
Soft boiled?
No.
You can do that with this too.
What's it called?
It's wild.
Poached?
Yeah. Boiled egg. You know what I mean? Like, all these fancy ass people want to have a different name for it, but it's a boiled egg.
Look, man.
But they call it poached.
I was just watching someone on YouTube randomly one day, and I saw him do that, and I was like freaking out. I was like, what's happening? What is this thing?
The world's falling apart.
He literally just like stuck steak. A fucking thing in the water and walked off. He's like, oh, I'll be back in an hour. I'm like, did he just put steak in a fucking, what's happening? And I started looking into this. And I'm like, people do this? I'm like,
I mean,
the steak does look good when it's done. Don't get me wrong.
I'm game to try it, but
it's fucking
I'm just letting you know right now, if you show up with that in a bag to the barbecue, you're not getting invited back.
Yeah. For real.
You are not getting back.
What if you try and it's the best steak you've ever had?
You're going to get walked off the minute you show up, but...
Just bring it prepared. Saying, you know what? You make
it at home and then bring it?
And then Steven's going to be like, wow, this is fucking delicious. What?
Yeah, man, I boiled that bitch. Yeah.
All right, so sous vide is a French word, and that reminds me of something.
No one cares about French.
No, I got another French, before we start
French
for Steven.
People, French people are the worst.
Dude, they smell weird.
Yeah, and bonjour and all that shit. Yo, why are they aggressive with me?
Wee huh? Wee? Don't talk
they're
about
like,
my penis
oui,
like
oui,
that.
Don't, a croissant?
All I know is the
accoutrement.
The word seal
go
is
talk a
fuck in French.
That's gross.
All right, so I think bidet. I think that's like a French thing. So last week, after we got done recording, Steven goes, you know, everyone, too, and Andre left, and Steven's like, yo, I got to go take a shit. And I was like, all right, just go use my bathroom.
Look, I didn't know if it was hooked up or not. I did not know this.
So he goes, I need to take a shit. And I was like, yeah, just go use the bathroom. He's like, but you got a bidet down here. And I was like, yeah, you can still take a shit with the bidet on the toilet. Right? He's like, yeah, but like, how do I wipe my ass? I was like, what do you mean? You don't have to use the bidet. I still got toilet paper.
I was concerned, dog. I'm still traumatized from the fucking house.
Yeah, I was going to say not to mention his name.
Oh, I don't give a shit. He's getting called out.
On the podcast.
Yeah,
and you all fucking called me out on that episode.
I was going to
say, that shit is so funny.
I was going to say the story that happened at his house.
I showed up. I went to go use the bathroom, and all you motherfuckers had a little smirk on your face. I'm like, why are they smiling? I'm going to go take a shit. Whatever. Go in there. All there is a fucking watering can.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, what in the fuck is this
shit? I feel your pain.
I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, where's your fucking toilet paper at? Oh, we don't use that here. We don't use that here. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? I'm like, how am I supposed to wipe my ass, dog? I already fucking shit. Oh, just use the watering can.
Did you do it or did you go home and wipe your ass?
No, I did it.
Oh. Because you instantly got mad and went home.
I did, though. I did,
and
though.
Told your mom.
I'm like, I'm never doing this shit again. I'm never staying there again.
And the fuck part was Matt had toilet paper on him because
I made the same mistake.
Bro.
Well, didn't tell me and I had to take a shit. And I went and took a shit. And I'm like, same thing. Where's your toilet paper? He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. I was like, don't even fucking play right now. And I had to do that, right? But I'm like, man, I sat there scrubbing my hands for a good 30 minutes. So next time I stay at night, I'm like, I'm bringing toilet paper. There's toilet paper in my backpack.
There's an interesting story about someone we know. And it's the reversal of that. It wasn't... I'll bleep out his name, okay?
All right.
Came over my house, okay?
What?
Yeah. You remember they always used to hang out?
Yeah.
Okay. Came over my house. He didn't understand the concept of flushing toilet paper down.
They don't use toilet paper.
I know. So he threw it in the fucking garbage.
It's haram, bro.
It's haram. He left shitty toilet paper in my fucking garbage can.
Steven's mom was pissed.
Because he was there about that.
She was fucking fuming. She's like, I came in this bathroom and there's shit all in the trash can.
Sorry. Dog, Steven loves blaming his friends for shit. So.
I'm just saying. I think I'm pretty well acquainted to throw the toilet paper in the toilet.
He gets something stolen, he blames on everybody, even though it was tongue.
It was tongue, so I was right, shit. Fucker.
I was telling Matt, so people with rounder faces are more trustworthy, right? And Matt goes, what do you mean? You stole Steven's fucking Game Boy. And I was like, yeah, but he never suspected me.
Hey, he's right. I never did.
I'm a piece of shit.
He does have a big ass head.
Hey, round as fuck.
You
gotta
watch this motherfucker.
All right, let's get into some topics.
Oh, fuck.
So, some topics.
Today, dude, Junior.
Yeah. All right, so the Chinese missile launcher.
Oh, that's fucking great. Why is a missile?
How did they. So China launched a missile 10 stories tall.
Well, it launched the missile with its launch pad.
Yeah. So
the launch pad's the thing that's floating around right now.
With the missile still on it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's due to land anywhere now. Anytime soon. We don't know where it's going to land.
You better hope it lands in your backyard, man. We'll be millionaires.
Yo, that's money right
there.
That's
millionaire.
You know, we were
status.
Talking about that too. Me and the wife, we were like, you know, what if it was going to land here? What would we do? I'm like, fuck.
Dog, I'd be pissed though. You know, you wake up, come outside your house after you get all your shit, and there's just a fucking 10-story tall missile on your front lawn.
I'm just letting you know, like, if that entered orbit and hit your neighbor, like, hit this neighborhood,
it's gonna do some damn damage. Yeah.
The whole city's gone.
Yeah. If I survive, I'm gonna be rich.
What's that? What's Newton's law? Like,
what goes up
must come down. No. It's every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah. So if you got some big tonnage coming in and smacking something, that has to go somewhere.
Yeah, all that energy, you know, dispersive. Bro, it's like a mini fucking nuke going off.
That shit's crazy.
Hey, yo, our neighborhood.
What happens if it's just a nuke and they're saying it's a missile?
Oh, we're fucked. America isn't too worried about it.
Yeah.
So it must mean it's not landing anywhere near us. So yeah, Taiwan. fucking eat your heart out.
Yeah, because
they hate Taylor. They hate them motherfuckers.
Yeah, because they already said Department of Justice was like, yeah, we're tracking it. We ain't going to do shit about it, which means, like I was saying earlier, probably going to hit Mexico. And they're like, fuck them.
Damn.
Jeez.
That's where all of our drug money comes from. Oh, man. Let's look up how much the fuck that missile even costs.
You want to guess the price
of the missile?
Yeah, in launch pad. I'm saying about 5.5 mil.
I'm gonna say.
I'm thinking in a billion.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say 17 million yen.
Yeah. Well, that's not the correct thing because it's Chinese. 50. It's yuan. Yuan is Chinese.
Satellites are pretty expensive.
What's yen?
Japanese.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pentagon estimate cost of nuclear missile, $95 billion.
I'm white.
That's money. The U.S. missile. We're talking about the Chinese missile.
How much does Chinese missile cost?
You know, Wish is like everything's like 80% off. So
how much does it cost?
Yeah.
If you buy it on Wish, it's like $2.
You know, I just realized he typed this into Google. Shipping. He's probably going to get blacklisted immediately.
Yeah. Gonna have FBI outside your house. You got to use DuckDuckGo, man. I'm telling you.
It cost $2 to buy, but it's $2.7 million to ship.
All right, let's use Chinese statistics for the cost. It's probably about
free.
20.
If it lands in my front yard, fuck yeah.
Let's say
they're gonna have to buy that bitch back. Finders keepers.
I'm going out there with a hammer. Damn it.
Give me a crowbar and all that
ting,
shit.
Ting, ting, ting,
it's probably.
Actually, I wouldn't know if you want to open that up, bro. You open it up more coronavirus.
YOLO.
YOLO. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, speaks to my age.
I don't think it's gonna be on there.
Can we just die? Can we just dye Steven's beard? Just
no. Fuck you.
Why not?
How much money would we have to pay you for us to die? I'll give you 20 Dogecoin right now.
Let's see. How much is my house loan right now?
How much meat does have to enter? How much meat has to enter into you for us to die?
None. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I looked at 3 pages and couldn't find the price, so I'm going to say $2 billion.
China's got their info on lock, dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they keep hacking our
shit. I just keep saying 200 Chinese lives is pretty much how much it cost.
So what you mean? That's slave labor, dog.
Oh, yeah, you're right. How many people they executed when they fucked it up.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of China and hacking, these motherfuckers just hacked our pipeline?
That's speculating, right?
Speculation.
They're still don't.
You know they did that shit.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Don't fight. Easy.
Easy. So, it happened, I think, about 5 hours ago, where this Colonial Pipeline is the name of the company. They supply a lot of natural gas to the eastern seaboard and the southern states. And so someone had a ransomware attack on them, and they were like, all right, well, fuck it. We're going to shut down the pipeline for a little bit.
And gas is already too fucking high.
Thanks, Biden.
You fucking Chinese show. They've been saying fuck Trump when he got voted in.
I'm just hearing excuses. You know, Texas is frozen. That's why. I was in Texas. It was pretty warm. I'm just saying.
Well, Texas isn't the only spot we get our oil from either, isn't it?
We
import it and export it.
They use as an excuse.
They just want to make fucking money. That's, you know, it's bullshit. Yeah, they're drilling more. Like,
they're drilling on U.S. soil, right?
No.
Or
overseas.
Overseas. Oh, okay. Now Biden's in office, it's gonna be overseas.
Because before it
they
was
they love the desert, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love the sandbox.
Oh yeah, bro.
No, I say that every time, man. Because every time there's some Democrat in office, we're always in the fucking Middle East.
Don't worry, they're gonna pull our troops out.
Yeah. Out of one place. Oil ran out here. We got to go here now.
We're pulling them out of Iraq, but we're shipping them to Syria. Whatever the next one is.
Yeah, because that was so bullshit. Because as soon as fucking Biden got into office, they were like, we're going to send an armed column of infantry and vehicles to the Syrian oil fields for protection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
So we're back. We're going back to basics.
Dude, they love it there, man. I don't know what it is.
Now, under Trump's administration, we were drilling in Alaska, Texas, and...
because he also shut down the Keystone, right? As soon as he got in there.
Yep.
which was a major
wasn't
pipeline.
The Keystone, like, Native Americans were protesting that one, too? Do Native Americans even exist anymore? Haven't we, like, drove them to extinction?
Wow. No, they're still here.
Yeah, they're still here.
They're still big, yeah, big.
They got their casinos and free college. What else do they want, man? I'm just saying, they're all fucking loaded. Yeah.
Hey, yo, you said free college?
they got free college.
I need whatever fucking Elizabeth Warren's fucking DNA test back. How much percentage of Native American do you need to get free college?
Mexicans get free citizenship. Native Americans get free college. Like,
Vietnamese just get their ass whooped.
Damn.
Stop Asian hate.
But, so anyways, yeah, so, they're saying that the expected gas prices are supposed to rise nationwide.
Dog, I'm driving a Tahoe now, man. I can't be hearing this shit.
Careful,
I know, man. Yeah, yeah, already nationwide, 6 cents it went up.
Yikes.
As Jesus of this Christ. Morning.
Gross.
Matt, we're all carpooling in your fucking Focus.
Oh, here we go. You want to get into my little Focus, dog? We're going to have three fat dudes and one skinny bitch. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Steven drives a truck. Jeremy has his Tahoe, and I have a gas guzzler, even though it's a V6. All right, that shit burning holes in my fucking pocket. So you're picking us all up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's got to be a porn title somewhere. Three fat dudes and one skinny bitch.
Pull it up on Google.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Dog.
You just hear moaning in the background.
Well, that the whole Chinese thing brought maybe them hacking, most likely.
Yeah, and that was
in the pipeline. Made me think of something. I work for basically my job's like a middleman for oil drilling parts. And we had maybe 2 years ago, we had an intern work for us, some chick from Russia. And I'm just like, I'm looking at her. I'm like, you know.
That ain't fucking suspicious.
Well, you got a problem with Russians, man?
No, like, cause we
he didn't listen to the Andre episode.
No, I don't have a problem because we sell parts to, you know, global companies like outside of the United States, and like Russia and all them, they buy our parts. So like, yeah, I'm just like, she's, you know, informant coming here taking all of our shit, and they're gonna start making it over there, you know? Who knows, you know? But she was cool. It made me
think. Did you fuck her?
Huh?
You fuck her?
Huh?
No, she's all right.
She's got amnesia. Bro.
She fucked the brains out of him.
I've had a headache.
Yo, those Russian broads? God damn, I'm about to get me a Russian mail order bride.
Careful, bro. They're undercover sleeper agents. I'm still convinced Andre's one of them.
Hey, that's what I'm telling you,
Someone's going to say, like, train cart or something, and he's going to fucking flip.
Wait, does he still listen to the episodes?
You have to say something crazy, like, train cart fell off the Ferris wheel.
That's right.
You got to say
something that would never be said in a sentence.
You got to recite the whole fucking Shakespeare's.
Yeah. He's like the undercover Winter Soldier. I'm like,
wait, hang on. I think I got it.
Like, I got one. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do yours.
Tom doesn't like squirting. So
that's
we're about to find out.
No, you should have said tongue like shit on his chest.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's the one.
Matt been telling everyone.
Wait, I got one. Tom is straight.
Oh, that's rude.
Yo,
that's a violation.
Hey, yo, get the fuck out of my podcast room right
that's
now.
That's a violation. You just violated the van.
That's it.
No, I'm just playing.
Turn to battle mode.
That's the fuck mode.
Wait, dude, what you doing?
Are we
fighting or fucking? Oh, the table moved.
Make babies, not war.
I'm just playing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fuck you.
He's about to shut.
The only adult male wearing a Naruto headband right now.
Yo, this is my podcast headband.
No, I love it, man. I'm extremely jealous.
Yeah.
His aluminum foil hat.
Gotta hide all the prevent all the rays and whatever the fuck Alex is
turning the frogs
about.
Gay.
Listen here, people. I'm letting you know right now the Russian government is coming for our oil fields.
Are you drinking the tap water?
You better not. You better not.
There's fluoride in our oil.
Every time you drink your tap water, you lose 3 brain cells. My informants informed me.
I'm trying to figure out. He always says his fucking sources. He's like, Reuters, AP.
They're coming for you.
I need to watch some more Alex Jones videos.
Dude, I fucking love him.
He's as crazy as he sounds, he's right.
I'm
telling you.
90% of what he says.
In the rabbit hole we go.
Ridiculous.
I don't know, man. 90% of what he says is fact checked, and he was correct. 10% is bullshit. I say 90%.
Yeah, yeah. I think correct. That 10%
Sandy
is just...
Hook, what you said was, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But the rest, man, I don't
know. You know what's so crazy about Alex Jones? he's so serious, but he says all this outlandish shit. Mm-hmm. He would be such an amazing fucking like comedian. He can just tell the truth, but it would be so fucking. It would be hilarious, but
was
true.
He was a comedian.
Was he?
Well, that's the conspiracy with him. Okay. What's his name? Something Hicks. He was a famous comedian. He died, and then like 2 years after, Alex Jones started becoming popular.
Oh God!
So this Hicks fellow, faked his death and became Alex Jones.
Yes. What? So that's the conspiracy. I mean, you can look it up. When he's on Joe Rogan and stuff all the time, he's just like, I'm tired of people calling me Hicks. I'm not Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks is his name. And he's like, you know, it's hilarious. But all this stuff he talked about in his comedy specials is stuff he talks about now. It's insane.
How? Oh my God. Dude, what's his face? So for the listeners, we pulled up a photo of this. It says Jones is actually legendary long dead Texas comedian Bill Hicks. And I ain't gonna lie,
they look pretty similar,
dog.
I don't want to hear anyone saying Asian people all look alike after seeing this fucking photo, dude. Bro, if he shaves his head, he looked just like Steven.
Damn. Oh hell no, I'm better looking than that.
Ooh. There you go, baby.
Who if you go into your bedroom late at night, who would you expect, or who would you rather, Alex Jones or Steven? I'm saying Alex Jones, Steven. You can go fuck yourself.
Go ahead.
No, you first.
I would only say, well, first of all, I wouldn't want to do either of them. So there's
gun to your head, pussy.
Gun to my head. Take the bullet.
We get it. You're not gay. Jesus. This guy,
Jesus Christ. He's on a comedy podcast. Not gay.
But if you make it clear.
Why
are you so defensive, bro?
I have no gag reflex.
So he's eating raunchy pussy.
Alex Jones because I don't know him personally.
That's
a fair answer.
I'm gonna say Alex Jones.
Okay.
Only because
you have a hard on for
that shit would be interesting. Can you imagine the things this man would say?
Wait. I can see it. No.
It would be an experience.
I can see it now. Matt opens the door after a long day. He walks in. And he's like, Alex Jones, it's you. And he's like, male vitality. I have it for you.
You see what I'm talking about? And then he could be like, Doc.
Get ready to take your pill, boy.
If you don't fuck me now, the Rothschild's going to win.
Listen here. The super male vitality has already entered my bloodstream. The nano machines, son. They're here.
What are you talking about, Viagra?
No, you never heard of that?
No.
He always pushes that shit on his shows. It's super male vitality. There was a whole fucking episode where he like rips his shirt off and he's always pushing.
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
That silver stuff he's always pushing.
What silver stuff?
I don't know.
It's like some silver compound thing that you take and it's supposed to be some vitamin thing.
Super male vitality. That's what he keeps fucking pushing.
He's always pushing that.
Dog, speaking of like, it's not vitality, but whatever.
Whatever it is.
Joe Rogan had some, like, professor chick lady. This is what I want to tell you about. She was talking about male fertility.
Oh, how big your taint is?
Yeah. Have you seen that? So if your gooch is smaller than 2 inches, that means you're going to have fertility issues, right?
Mm-hmm. And Matt left with the tape measure at work.
I don't ask questions. Listen. The funniest shit I've ever seen was Joe Rogan. This is Joe Rogan holding a diagram of a taint.
Oh, God.
Showing. This is his face. He's holding this fucking picture. And the lady gave him a set of calipers. She's like, oh, no, those are for you to keep. And just this face. Oh, we measure from here to here. And he's like, I'll just hold it up. And so Joe Rogan's got this diagram of a fucking gooch next to his face. It was so funny.
That's
so
hilarious.
I know a lot of y'all are going to go home and, you know, measure your shit. Don't lie.
I kind of want to know now.
You do the two fingers, you know?
Is that the new thing? Like, how big is your gooch?
Well, yeah.
Hey, girl. My gooch is 2.5 inches.
You like babies, bitch?
Wait. You like babies? Yeah. If you're trying to hit up, like, hoochies at the club, would you want to have a smaller taint? Just so they, like, we can hit that shit raw. No babies. No worries.
Yo, imagine the flex. On that one show, do you remember that Bachelor show where that one bitch went on there
Have you seen this? And she has all these dudes, and they test like their sperm count, and whoever has a sperm count, highest sperm, gets a trophy. Imagine walking in there and be like, "Yeah, my gooch is 6 inches. What's up?"
Oh my god!
I don't know. That seems like a big ass gooch, bro.
I'm just saying. What? I'm just saying that's a flex. The whole point of that show is to get her pregnant. And
what?
Yes. So she used to be on like The Bachelorette.
The fuck kind of show is this?
It's hilarious. And like I was watching a YouTuber just talk shit about it. And basically they all like go jack off in a cup. And they're like, the guy with the biggest sperm count is Tony. And Tony gets like a trophy for having the most sperm.
Wow.
The
correct name is Tate. That's crazy. I believe.
No, that's not the medical term.
What it,
it's medical. it's some weird. She's like, you guys refer it to as taint or goot.
The average size is 2 inches. So if you got 6 inch taint, you're popping out like triplets. Or what was that one? Was she Russian?
No, African.
African. This lady bitch popped out
nine kids.
Nine fucking kids.
In one go?
Yeah. Wow. Wild.
Christ. That's the record right now, isn't it?
Imagine the child support just saying.
You know what's funny, actually? I forgot where this is a statistic, but the more children you have with one guy, so if you have more than one child with one guy, you have a certain amount you have to pay for that one kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The next kid, it's less. And the next kid, it's less than that. But if you were to have a kid with multiple guys, you get the premium for each kid.
You get the premium. Dude, yeah. I just want to say, women got so easy.
Man, don't even start with that.
Yeah. There was a post I saw, and it's going toward the whole child support thing, where she's like, this bum-ass man can't afford $585 in my child support and all that. I think one of you posted it. He can't support me and my kids. And then this one person commented, well, how much do you make from your OnlyFans? And she's like $7,000 to $8,000 a month. And then her friend's like, you better wear a cape to court.
Yeah.
And she's like, why? And her friend's like, because you're going to be super mad when you lose.
Yeah. I just want to say, if I was a female, I'd be showing my butthole everywhere for money. I'm just saying. OnlyFans up front. So much money.
That's what I tell everyone. Like, that's what I say all the time.
So speaking of...
They got it so easy.
Yes and no. You don't have to walk around being scared you're going to be raped all the time.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's what guns are for. What are you talking about?
You know how they're always talking about the wage gap? Know what I mean? If I hop on OnlyFans right now,
dude,
your boy is not making nothing.
Right. But if you were a female with a big ass and some nice titties, you'd be making $60,000 a month.
Speaking of two asses, I want to talk about the Logan Paul and who is it? Floyd fight?
Yeah.
Because both assholes.
Actually, while we're on what's called? Whatever shit on women right now. Women making money? Yeah.
These two ladies are trying to fight each other. No,
trying to push.
Yeah, we'll come back schedule. We'll come back to that one. Let's actually talk about Bill and Melinda?
Melinda.
Whatever her name is.
So, they're getting a divorce.
Yep.
And is it expected or is she actually getting the $7 billion?
It was on the news.
She could get
it. Yeah, I think.
That's a lot of fucking money. Yeah. Steven, what's your take on it? since women don't bring.
why are you sweating, dog?
I'm not sweating.
Why are you sweating?
I'm just. Oh, man. I just don't care, dog. Like, she's going to get half of what he owns. Oh, well, he's still going to be rich and she's, still going to be rich. You know, it doesn't fucking matter to me.
Thing is, $70 billion, bro.
Hey, yo.
And look what happened with Bezos and his wife.
Yeah, but he cheated on her. So he kind of deserved it. She lent him money to start Amazon.
That's true. Okay.
So he was kind of being a dick.
This just proves you can give women everything in the world.
Sign a prenup.
And they will still dump your ass, bro.
Here's the thing. Okay? Jeff Bezos, he's still going to be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Okay, so yeah, he divorced his wife. He willingly gave her that money.
Yeah, yeah.
Melinda and Bill, on the other hand, I don't know. I didn't even know who the fuck Bill was married to until like yesterday. So how long have they been married?
Forever.
Yeah, for 20 some
odd years.
Was it pre-Microsoft?
Yeah.
I'm almost sure.
I'll give it to her.
I'm almost sure she it was pre-Microsoft. But I could be wrong.
She popped out as kids, right?
Yeah.
I think.
All right. She deserves that.
And then they started the foundation where they make all the vaccines and and Melinda. Whatever.
Well, I'm just saying, when you got a good woman like that and she pushes you to be Bill Gates, she deserves half. That's all I'm going to say.
But why'd she leave him in the first place?
Who knows?
Shit.
Because he ain't taking no Blue Chew, bro.
He wants to be sponsored by some Blue Chew. Mentions this shit every time.
Bill's out here giving her Microsoft. I'm just saying.
Microsoft.
You don't own it anymore. He went corporate, so it's all CEOs. No, did you not get... Yes, I understand your joke.
Fuck you guys. That was a good one. Yeah, suck my dick. You mad. Suck my Microsoft, pussies.
You mad.
Kind of. But let's see. Did they get married before Microsoft?
But yeah, so she's going to be like the richest woman after this. She gets $7 billion, is she?
Jeff Bezos' wife still the richest. Yeah,
yeah. Well, does she have $36 billion?
She got like... No, she got more than that, 100-something.
Yeah. I'm just trying to slide in their DMs, you know? Sorry, Jeff Bezos, but if Melinda hits me back...
Jeff Bezos has more money than Bill Gates.
I'm getting us some money.
Yeah, shit.
I'm getting us some money.
But then you can't talk shit about women if that's what you're doing.
Yeah. I wasn't.
If they can do it, so can we.
Yeah, true.
Rise up, kings.
Rise up.
Aye, kings, find your cougars out there, dog.
For real.
After 27 years is a long time.
Wow. That's crazy.
Hey, she don't look bad. She don't look the best, but she don't look bad.
She looks damn good for a couple bills.
For a couple bills.
I'm single, ready to mingle, and I'm not willing to sign a prenup. Let's go, Melinda.
So they did have kids. Yeah, I'm reading it right now. So they did have kids.
They ain't getting shit. I heard Bill.
He's donating most of his money, right?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, his kids ain't getting dick. But you know.
They're set.
Yeah, they're set. Don't worry about it. Last name's Gates.
They'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
They probably went to private schools and flying jets.
Oh, she joined Microsoft. As a product manager.
In 1987? Is that what this says?
Okay, so they begin dating after Microsoft. So she don't deserve none of that money.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Fuck her, then.
She did have his kids.
Yeah, she did have his kids.
Dude, that shit's painful, bro.
Damn. I can't imagine, like, you being an adult and you're like, your parents get a divorce and shit. I'm the only one. Oh! Fuck y'all.
Damn, what a flex.
Real piece of shit.
Keep bringing up these parents and shit.
Yeah. I know.
What the fuck's a dad, bro?
I just shot you all in the heart.
Where's
Andre at?
We need all the parentless people on here.
Parentless.
Not this privileged fuck over here with two parents. Oh, that's funny.
Oh my god.
What's your dad leaving you, Steven? Wouldn't God forbid.
I don't know.
Let's call your dad up real quick.
Why?
Let's call.
He's on vacation right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's up north right
Damn,
now.
Damn, privileged
Didn't
as
he just
fuck.
Come back from Florida?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this
must be nice.
Scumbag, isn't he?
That's nice, though.
You still watching the dogs?
No, fuck no.
But you put in that work all that time? Yeah, you deserve that vacation shit.
Two vacations back to back. That's nice.
Work. Okay. Yeah, no, he worked hard. But now all he does is he loads guns and he watches Netflix.
That's what's up, man. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Shit.
So
you sound jealous as fuck.
I am jealous as fuck. How the fuck do I get that job?
You got to weld in shitty heat.
I know. Bullshit.
So my prediction on why Bill and Melinda broke up. Maybe Bill was like on some freak shit and he was like, hey.
Banging kids and shit?
No.
Whoa.
I was going to be like,
he went to Epstein's Island.
I mean, he did.
Oh,
didn't
shit,
he
was, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I heard.
I was going to say he wanted a polygamous relationship. Maybe he wanted a polygamous relationship with some kids and she's like, nah.
That shit's so stupid, dude. I do not like that.
The polygamy shit?
Yeah, I don't like that. It just seems so fucking...
It seems like...
Jeremy, give us your take on it, dog. You want to say some shit.
I don't know why you looked at me.
This was your shit, dog.
Was it me?
No, that was mine.
Yeah, this was Tom's stuff.
It's a wild concept to me.
It's pretty interesting.
So polygamy.
That's all he's got to say. Yeah. He goes, it's pretty interesting.
It is interesting. But, you know, for anyone that don't know what polygamy is, it's just multiple people in one relationship. Yeah. It's not a open relationship where people would just go out and just start thrashing whoever. Mm-hmm. It's like five people.
Or more.
Or more. Yeah. Three or more people. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, they come and go.
But think, like, of think of the Mormons, because the Mormon religion practices a lot where you have...
There's one dude in like four chests.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's just the one dude.
Or, it's like, the one dude, and he's got basically...
Four baby mamas.
Four wives.
Yeah.
Because they all get married to him.
Spreading that seed. What was the guy's name? It was John something. The founder of it. Oh,
John Smith. Yeah, the whole...
Oh, John Smith.
Look, if you ever want a fucking trip, just read the Book of Mormon, because it is... It is fucking hilarious on how this dude managed to create this religion.
Yo, he was just trying to get ass. Let's just be honest.
He was trying to just get ass.
They found a tablet and that no one could read.
Yep. Yeah.
And then he buried it somewhere.
And he was like 12 years old, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... It's weird. But anyways, so yeah, the polygamous relationships.
I mean, I like the concept.
Your girl won't let you do it.
It's cheating, you know, in most people's eyes.
Well, yeah, in most people's eyes. But the thing about it, it's like people who are in a polygamous relationship is like, hey, if you're cool with it, I'm cool with it. So it's not cheating. But like,
but everybody in the party has to be cool with it, because if it's not, you're cheating.
Right.
Yeah. The thing that's weird with it is because with most polygamous relationships, they usually don't work.
Right.
So it's always like one sided.
Because
so
it's
like,
there's jealousy. Yeah. And then if you start showing someone more attention than the other one.
Yeah.
It's basically your
shit gets messy.
Yeah. There was messy real quick.
Like that fucking room they're all thrashing.
Now, I believe in. So like, I mean, I don't, you know, by all means, you know, I'm loyal to one person, but I believe if like there's just sex and then there's like love, you know what I'm saying? I'm dropping shit over here. And then so like
Blue Chew. He beat me to a cocksucker.
Like
that's gross. That's your sister.
What's up?
Back to Microsoft.
Go ahead.
But no, I think like if you were I don't know. I have a weird, like, if I was single, like, I would be having sex without feelings just to have sex, because I've done that in the past, and it's...
Must be nice.
It's weird. But, like, and then once you find someone and you have feelings for that person, then it's more than just that, so it's just like...
What if she went up to you like, hey, let's either open up the relationship or let's add another person
like,
to
that's,
it?
Well, the problem is like... I think the only way I would ever be able to do it is like first it would have to be completely transparent on both ends. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm okay with it and then she would be okay with it. And then also like, I don't want to know nothing.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me if
I'm just saying,
a motherfucker going to come into your house with a 12-inch penis and you're going to be okay with it.
As long as I don't know.
Dog, you won't get kicked out of the room. I'm just saying.
Have we shared that story?
Oh my God. That's a great story.
Have we shared that story?
That's a great story.
Like if I'm just saying, if it were to work, like I would have, like,
yeah,
I don't even know if I'm down for it. Like that'd be a crazy conversation. Like I joke about certain things sometimes, but they're just jokes. Yeah. But like when you actually think about it, I don't, you know, I know who wants like the person you love to be with someone else.
Nobody.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's why usually they don't work is because
exactly.
Someone's going to get jealous.
The only way it would ever fucking work in my world is that everyone's clean and you don't tell me dick. Like I don't want to be there. I don't want to know their name. Nothing.
I got two stories.
But
two
you know what I'm saying?
This.
But yeah. I don't even think it'd work out because I wouldn't even just thinking about it. It's like, I'm like, who am I jacking?
There was,
you know what I'm saying? Like I'm getting
there was
pumped.
A TV show a while ago. And this is the reason why I brought up the Mormons. Cause it was a reality TV show following this basically family of Mormons. And it was him living out in the fucking desert. And he had five wives, and it basically was like every night he would go to a different house, and they all bought a cul-de-sac
like a little
for themselves. Yeah. And it was just fucking wild because they were like, yeah, I'm going to Amber's place tonight. I'm going to Debbie's place tonight. And
wait, it's my night with Amber.
It was. It was like Christ. That. He literally had a schedule for every time he was going to go there. And then,
oh, it was just one dude. Oh yeah.
It
Mormon.
Was one
it's like,
dude.
Mormon. It's like the guy on Tiger King.
And he had like, I think he had like 30 kids.
That's crazy.
Between the five women.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
Because each woman had like 5 or 6 kids. Dude. Yeah. It was fucking nutty.
Putting in work.
Speaking of Tiger King, fuck Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
She killed him. She don't kill her husband.
Going back to the whole getting kicked out of the bedroom. Hey, I want to share that story.
Well, should we wait till he's back on the podcast?
Yeah, we'll let him share that podcast. Right. But all right, that story. Fuck, what was the other
Wait,
story?
Who is it?
We'll tell you after.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
We might even save it for the podcast. If you know who you are, come on the show. We'll have you in 2 weeks, hopefully. But what was the I'm excited other now. Story?
You could just throw out there, you know.
But yeah,
it was his cousin.
That
was a lie.
Apparently it was. Yeah, we were talking.
It wasn't a lie.
Oh, it was. It his
was
cousin.
His cousin.
Oh,
not our friend. It
yeah,
was
not
the
our
guy.
Friend. Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah,
it was Steven's friend.
It was my acquaintance.
It wasn't the guy on the podcast.
It was.
He was just kind of.
It was some white trash motherfucker.
I did not. Did not know.
If you ever
that.
Thought what a walking pack of Marlboro Reds would look like, it'd be him.
Yeah,
we're just cutting this down.
Yeah. I think it. Yeah, I don't even know, man. Like just to have that conversation, like that'd be so awkward, you know.
It's a very different just concept, yeah. So socially and just.
Do you?
I couldn't do it. You know.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
Do you guys think it'll ever become like the norm?
Hell no.
Because like a lot of, even though like the newer generation,
yeah,
everyone's like just doing weird shit, more liberal now.
I think it's still that, yes, even though it's becoming more liberal and we're opening up to more ideas and stuff, I think we still innately want one person, mm-hmm. you know? The other,
but like, have you seen gorillas and their pack, bro?
They're animals.
Yeah, I mean,
they're thrash.
What you mean? We're animals. Yeah.
They're
so let me ask you this, right? Let me ask you this. So if your girl, right, and I'm looking at Matt right now, if your girl came up and was like, "I want to have a," how the fuck do you say it?
Polygamous.
Yeah, polygamous relationship.
Polymorous or
polyamorous,
polygamous, whatever. The
okay,
fuck.
Right. She goes up to you and says that. But it's all females. Does that change?
Matt's just like...
Because I'd be the same way.
No, Matt thinks having threesomes with two girls is weird. Or boring.
I didn't say it'd be not boring.
Yeah.
I mean,
you said
yes,
it seemed like it would be boring.
It seemed like it would be, but...
I don't understand that, bro.
Also...
Jeremy's face.
What?
Go on.
Anyways, the only reason I say that is because... Would you have a threesome with your wife?
I couldn't do it.
Right, exactly.
I couldn't
It'd
do
be
it.
Weird,
It'd
right?
It'd be really
It'd be
fucking
weird. Because then, because...
And we've talked about it, too.
As fucked up as the sounds, you're going to be like, oh, new pussy. And you're going to give that new pussy a little more attention. And now the old pussy going to get jealous.
I don't know. You know, and she's like, because I talked to her about this, too. You know, just talking.
Just conversation. Right.
Just conversational piece. And it was
Yo, if you did, who'd you invite?
Girl or guy?
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't
know. Answer that.
That's what I call a trick question.
Hey, if you guys were, who would she invite?
Which, you know, we talk about it and she was like, right. I don't think I could mentally deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing you fuck someone else while I'm right there. You know,
speaking of, since you brought that up,
okay,
I was watching the show and I was telling him about it.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be weird if you had a threesome with twin sisters?
Oh, that's weird.
This is my thinking.
Because that's incest.
This is my
is
thing.
Is it though?
This is my thing.
If they start,
they're not fucking. You're fucking them.
Yeah, you're plowing them. As long as they don't like start kissing and eating each other out.
Okay,
perfectly
but,
fine.
But here's the thing: if you start fucking one of her pussies, right, and you got all that pussy juice on your dick, and she goes to suck you, and the other one goes to suck the dick, I'm just saying
that's on them, bro. That's on them.
Would you still do it? I would.
Know.
That's easy.
So in the show, the guy was
okay. Yeah,
he was like, the girls are like, oh, we want to have a threesome, and then he's like, okay. While he's putting on a condom, he's like, why don't you two make out? And he's like, they go, oh, we don't do that. Well, why don't you do that? Oh, we're sisters. And he's like, he started freaking out. He's like, I'm participating in incest. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Just shut the fuck up. Why would you even say anything?
Yeah, save that for after.
Yeah,
you know,
like
bro.
I would be like, dude, whatever. It's not my problem. Y'all got to deal with it. It's you're not my sister. Shit, let's go.
Like I was, I can't remember. It was a while ago. I was joking around with my lady. I'm like, so you know, why don't you call one of your friends over and have fun? You know, we'll have some fun. She's like, why don't you call one of yours? I'm just like, oh. I'm like, you're right. I'm like, all right, I'll stop joking about that. That's not fun. All right,
I don't want to joke. It's not good. Let's throw out a movie or something. It's awkward now.
I know when I'm not funny. I got it. Okay.
That's fucking hilarious. What is funny though?
What?
That shit with Jake Paul and Floyd.
I cannot wait for this because this is gonna be
no Logan Paul's fighting.
Yeah, he's the ultimate troll. That kid.
Yeah, Jake Paul, the younger brother who's been doing all the boxing, which we didn't even talk about the Ben Askren fight.
Shit,
dude, that was just a my man secured the bag. I don't know what you're talking about.
600,000 just for the fight. Ben Askren for losing. Won 500,000,
yeah,
and then from all the promotion and everything, another like I think they said another 500,000. So he got a mil.
He just to take, just, he beat up a middle aged dad,
yeah, with a bad hip,
with a bad hip
replacement.
Bro, that smile on Askren's face when he got up,
dog. He was so.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, what? Minute 28 seconds. Yeah. Fuck, dude. I'm instant millionaire. Just like that.
It was funny when he got up, he's just stumbling. And it's like, bro, aren't you supposed to be like this great athlete? He was an Olympic wrestler.
Fucked
up. And he also fought in the UFC.
So I really do want to see this because, you know, Floyd, he's a showboater. So is Logan. And neither of them wants to lose.
Yeah, and he was yelling out like, I'm going to kill you. And like,
oh, yeah.
Logan Floyd, or Floyd?
No, Floyd was ups. So basically what happened
was. You don't
was
disrespect me like that.
Logan and Floyd had a press conference. You know, right. They started talking shit about each other.
Yeah.
So Floyd started talking shit about something about Japan. And you're going to pay for Japan.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And then Logan's like, well, if you want to go there. Really, you're not 50, you know. You're 51 and 0 because you beat up your ex-wife. And
they
it got heated.
They were
there,
giving
right?
heat.
So, and Jake Paul was fucking with Floyd during the conference. I saw videos of Jake untying Floyd's shoes while he was talking. He's like, I untied your shoes, man. Your shoes untied. And then, so they met in the hallway and they were talking shit. And Jake Paul grabs his hat, goes, got your hat, and then starts tries to run away. Dog. And then everybody just piles on top of him, starts swinging on him.
Floyd looked disheveled once he took that hat off. This man looked like he didn't get a haircut in like months.
He was fucking pissed, dude.
It's gonna be. And I don't think Logan knows what he's gonna walk into.
I don't know. It could actually be an upset. I don't know.
I'm already watching it at my house.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like he does know. I feel like, because everyone knows Floyd is like probably one of the best, if
he's
not
a little
the
slimy
best.
Bastard,
yeah,
he's,
I don't like him personally, but
there's no way Logan's ever even going to touch him in that ring.
I think he'll get a few good hits.
So here's the thing: all of the people that Logan's fought have not been
professional. That was Jake Paul. Well, Logan
only fought KSI twice. Yeah. So
oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's is he just went right for Floyd.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
it's a money grab. It's all it is. Yeah. They're probably each getting 50 mil easy.
Yeah.
And then he's going to watch. Paul's going to fucking
I don't know.
The fight.
The only thing I would say is Floyd Mayweather's what, 50 something years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's hasn't trained in a long time. You could tell he does not look good.
When was his last fight? The Pacquiao fight? Or a little after?
No, it was
Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
he fought McGregor.
Yeah, that was, what, 2018?
2017.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, and you could tell, like, he looks old now.
That was 4 years ago.
My man's looking old. So, I mean, all respect to Floyd, whatever. He is the greatest fighter. He's not a knockout fighter, though. Mm. You remember?
Yeah.
And Logan Paul is also, like, 6 foot something, and 240 pounds.
Yeah, the weight
difference is huge.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. He
Floyd's only maybe like 170.
Logan
maybe.
Paul, big. He's gonna be slow. Floyd is just gonna be running circles around this.
Yeah,
guy.
But he's
yeah,
still got
but
his
if,
age on it.
If Logan Logan's able to connect an uppercut, it's
game over.
Done. It's done.
I just want to see Floyd fuck him up.
I do too.
Those guys are
because
slime
the height
balls.
Difference is huge and the weight difference is huge. I mean, what Floyd's 5'6"?
Man, we're gonna make a bet on this.
This man always going at
$100. Me, I got $100. $100. I got Floyd. I got Doge money now, bro.
You got Floyd. I ain't betting on that fight, but it's gonna be crazy. I always root for the underdog though, so I got Logan on it.
All right, then let's make that bet, baby. Let's see. But we didn't even go over the whole he snatched that.
Yeah, the thing
with the snatch his hat. So I think they said. I think Jake posted on his story that he's like, I'm going to fuck with Floyd. I'm going to take his hat. And so he did that. Gets rocked by one of Floyd's bodyguard. So his next story on his Instagram or Snapchat or some shit, this motherfucker got a big ass black eye. And then moments later, that same night, this guy's getting a tattoo of a cap on his thigh that says, got your hat.
Oh, my God. Got your hat.
And he's already releasing merch for it.
He's got hats, hoodies.
So, this guy's he's the ultimate troll.
Dude, he knows how to make money.
Yeah. Like,
he's a genius, man.
They seem dumb as fuck, but they're making their fucking money.
He's a genius.
These guys are smart as hell making all that money. God, who would you guys fight? Just to fight, just to get the bag.
They'd both whoop my ass.
No. Like, out of...
See, you're not setting it up right. Am I in my current state, or am I actually in a fighting shape?
Let's say 6 months of training.
Oh, I'm still getting my ass.
6 months of training.
Fighting. Nah, I'm still getting my ass.
Out of those three, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, or Floyd. But not even Floyd. Floyd would fuck any of us up.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a pick, I'd pick Floyd, because that's the biggest payday, isn't it?
If we're talking about paydays, I'd take the fight. If we're just fighting... Nah, like
if we're just fighting to fight.
These motherfuckers got money trainers in the world.
Who do you think you have the best chance with?
I don't know.
I feel like Logan.
Is it boxing or is it mixed martial arts?
I wouldn't say Logan.
Boxing.
Or is it street
fighting? Logan's an athlete. You got to be careful with Logan.
Yeah.
See, he was in college. He also did wrestling.
And he's a state champ winner.
Yeah, and we saw what happened with an Olympic wrestler boxing.
Yeah, but he also went against a really good UFC fighter, and he gave him a run for his money. Logan did.
I'm talking about Jake.
You're talking about Jake. I said Logan.
No. I'm comparing the wrestler. No, I'm comparing the wrestling. Ben Askren, who's an Olympic wrestler. Got his shit rocked by fucking Jake Paul.
Yeah, but...
But they were also boxing, too. Yeah, they weren't wrestling.
That's what I'm saying. So I would take Logan because he's good at wrestling. You know, give me, you know, maybe even a year of training in boxing. I can take Logan.
If I had to pick one, I'd pick Jake because he's smaller than Logan.
I take Floyd. I don't know. Jake looks like he has hands.
I take Floyd.
Yeah, but...
Cage match Floyd. If Floyd cage agreed match? To a cage match, I'd do Floyd. 100%.
Oh, dude, I'm breaking him in half.
If it's a cage, I'm just going to tackle the shit out of Floyd,
if it's a cage match, if we're fighting in the octagon...
Dude.
Done. He's broken.
Yeah,
I just fucking throw him around.
50 years, 54?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting snapped in half.
If I could do a cage match, I'd take Floyd any day.
Well, that's why he didn't agree to it with Connor.
Because I don't have to use my hands. I can just tackle the shit out of him and just sit on him with use all my weight.
Yeah. Take him to WWE.
Hey, Logan did do WWE. I didn't know that.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. If you pull it up, he had a match in WWE. It's fucking hilarious.
Isn't Ronda Rousey on WWE?
Yeah,
now?
She is now. Yeah. Yep.
They all just
how the mighty
money,
have fallen,
bro.
Dude. She got her ass beat four times, and she said, "I'm dumb out. She was like, fuck it. I'm gonna be an actor."
Hey, man, it's not acting.
No, she that literally became real, an dog. Actor. She was in movies and
that
shit.
That WWE shit is real, dude.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Okay.
We all know Steven's favorite former UFC.
Who?
Actor.
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't give a shit. She's bae, dog.
Who's bae? Oh.
Gina Carano, dog.
Gina Carano.
Hey, man.
If she got canceled, what you talking about?
is she still doing shit? Didn't she get hired in by... What did she get hired
Daily
in?
Daily Wire.
Yeah. Was that Ben Shapiro shit? Or?
Yeah, but that's not Disney. That's not Disney money, bro. Yeah. He's not going to be on Mandalorian anymore.
I know. That's sad, dog.
Whack.
R.I.P. Whack.
Oh, Bad Batch just dropped yesterday.
I already watched the first episode. How was it? It is fucking good. Okay. I finished the entire Clone Wars.
I have not finished the Clone Wars.
Okay, if you want to go into Bad...
It's so long.
It's good, though. It's so good. Like, when it gets to, like, season six and... The last seasons, it's so fucking good.
Jeremy's over there. He's like, these fucking nerds and their Star Wars.
Dude, the man. You want to
talk about cars
shit.
Or something? Jeez. We get it.
Yeah, real man shit.
Yeah.
No,
okay. Yeah.
We could.
Not in 2021. Doesn't matter anymore. There's electric cars, buddy.
Ooh. Yo,
that Elon, much closer to
Elon
Starting.
Musk. I'm going back to the crypto real quick because Elon Musk is going on SNL tonight.
And he's going to rob you of all your money?
Either, yes, he will. It's either because if you don't think they sell in the night, you out of your mind.
Guess what?
It's either going to tank or skyrocket.
All the
whales about to sell tonight.
I'm taking this screen, putting it in my room with my computer. I'm going to look like one of those fucking day traders. I'm making my money tonight.
You better watch that shit. Because even he tweeted, he's like, invest carefully. So yeah. He knows something we don't.
I know. It's weird.
Because they say that a big crash is coming. So
did you guys hear the whole it wasn't the whole cast, but like some of the cast, they needed a safe space because they didn't want to record or shoot with Elon Musk.
Now, what they didn't bring up is that all that stuff was always put into place for the cast members.
Was it?
Yeah. So they're just reiterating it because the media doesn't like Tesla, doesn't like Elon being on it. But that's always been set up on SNL. If that someone doesn't want to work with someone, they don't have to. So what they're just bringing it up.
What's the problem with Elon? Why does no one like
him? He left California and went to Texas.
But who hasn't left California?
Yeah, but he came out and said all the controversial stuff about the vaccines, the data, that they're not following the narrative, so they don't like him. He doesn't say what we want of him to
pretty
say.
Much.
Yeah. That's how it is, man.
Yeah, because
really good cars and people don't want to admit it.
Yeah, and same thing with Joe Rogan. You know, he's the same way. He doesn't say what everyone wants. You know, you saw him getting canceled.
They're always trying to cancel him. I'm about to get epilepsy, Steven.
Over the vaccine shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not, you know, kids and stuff.
Yeah,
but he's not a fucking doctor. Yeah. So like, why? They're like,
Take his advice. Why?
It's all bullshit, man.
That's the thing with Joe Rogan. He's an entertainer first.
Yeah.
People who... Jesus Christ, Steve. What the fuck did you do with this shit?
It's like it was a fucking disco in here.
Yeah.
But Joe Rogan's an entertainer. Why is anyone like actually taking his word as value?
Well, a lot of people do take like his health advice and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
so he does promote a lot of vitamins you should do.
That's like health and fitness. Right.
Wow, but man, like, that's crazy. You ever tried DMT?
Right.
I'm on steroids. Yeah. I mean, testosterone.
But yeah, that SNL stuff was always there.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever the reason, the media is saying, hey, you know, they have this thing now so they can, you know, not have to work with them if they don't like his ideas. But that's been in place since SNL was a thing.
Right.
I think they just don't want Dogecoin to lift off to the moon. Damn it. I want my money.
Gotta be careful, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm careful. All right, guys, we've been recording for over an hour now. You guys ready to call it quits here?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, Matt, they can find you at
he's been
nowhere, dog.
Yeah. He's been canceled.
I'm not even a part of this show anymore. What are you talking about?
I won't ask these two because
Matt
never...
_ Whistler, man.
There we go.
Instagram.
You can find me at your boy Tug.
Send him the DMs.
Yeah, ask Matt if he wants to be a part of a thruple.
If we get a million likes, like we said, we're gonna release Steven's OnlyFans. Shave his beard, whichever one.
You know what?
Y'all pick.
We'll let everyone else. We'll let them decide: shave Steven's beard, or dye it, or release his nudes.
I'm not shaving it. You can go fuck yourself.
Are you dying it or are you releasing nudes?
I'll just release the nudes.
Just release the nudes.
I don't know. You're not getting rid of my beard though, guys. It'll grow back.
Yeah, man.
Nah.
Come on.
Right.
Nah.
You can find me at your boy Tug on Instagram. All right, everyone. I guess that's it. Share the show. Peace.
Smash that like
button. Ring that bell notification.
Share it with your friends and family.
All right. I'm done.